Okay, so question number one. You're standing on the steps of 10 Downing Street. You've just been elected as Prime Minister in May 2015. What is the very first thing you're going to say to the nation?
Well, I would say, first of all, thank you very much for voting me in. I will do my best, my utmost, to fulfil the promises I made in my manifesto. I think it would be an important issue would be to re-establish some national pride, I think, in England and Britain, which I think has been in decline, and that's an inclusive kind of idea. Obviously, we're a multicultural society, but I do think there's a definitive lack of pride in being British. And so that would be one of the things I would try to re-establish.
That's a great answer, thank you. So question number two is, does democracy matter? And if it does, why?
Yes, democracy matters. There's no doubt about that. I think it matters because the alternative is dictatorship, and then that's a downhill road from there.
Good. And question number three, and as I said to your colleague, please feel free to disagree with the premise of the question. But complete this sentence. We need a revolution because...
I will disagree with the premise, actually, because I don't think revolution is necessary. I think the mechanism is in place to make change without resorting to a revolution. Revolution's a dangerous thing, I believe. You can look at the Ukraine, for instance, at the moment, and the chaos that has ensued there, the hardship that people are encountering. I don't think revolution's necessary, but I'm fully for democracy, and I believe, actually, that's something that we do have in this country.